So today's daf is daf Ayin Beis. We're holding by the Halak Mishnah. It's almost the middle of the daf. Zegitech im mati. Zegitech micholize. Zegitech lachar mita. So someone who is in a state in which he's choshesh that he's going to die, and he writes a get, and he gives it to the woman with the words, Zegitech im mati. Zegitech micholize. Zegitech lachar mita. Lo maklum. So if a person says that this get shall be yours if I die, or this get shall be yours after this illness, or this get should be yours after I die, in all of these cases, we assume that the meaning and intent of his statement is that the get should be chal after his illness is over, meaning culminating in his death, or after his death. Now, ein get le'achar mita. Once he's already died, he obviously cannot give a get. He doesn't have even reshus over to be able to give a get. She's no longer married to him. And anything that he had mentioned before would have been bottled now, since his dot is no longer there, in order for the shliach to be able to do something that he can't do. So no matter how you learn, it seems to be an impossibility. Therefore, there's no chashash here of a get at all. But if he makes it clear that what he meant was, no, I'm writing a get and giving a get today. I'm just making a condition. Mehayom, it should be a get. Imati, or he says, meakshav, imati. In such cases, harez a get, then it would be a kosher get. By the way, Tosfos is doubtful about whether there might be a difference between Mehayom and Me'achshav. If he says Me'achshav, he means from right now. If he says Mehayom, perhaps he means from the end of this day on. In which case, what if he dies during that day? So possibly that wouldn't be a get. In any event, that's what the Rabbeinu Tam is worried about. Other Rabbeinu Ochanan in the Tosfos holds it to Dover Pashat, that Mehayom is the equivalent of Me'achshav. But there may be slight differences. But in any event, if he makes it clear that the get should be chal from now with the condition, it's no different than any other condition. It's not that he wants the get to be chal only le'achar mita. So then it's a perfectly kosher get. How about if he doesn't say the language of if? How about if he says me'ayom, but he doesn't say im amut? He says u'le'achar mita. So then the question is, did he mean to say me'ayom if I die? Or did he change his mind? It was first he was going to give the get immediately, and then he was saying, you know what, la'achar mita, I don't really want to commit myself to giving the get now. So over there we have a suffix. So it's a gate, ve'eno gate. And therefore it's a suffix get. The difference would be, imate, if he does end up dying, and there's a brother, and she's chayevet in Yibum, so she couldn't get Yibum because maybe she's not married to him, and she's also because she's an Arab. She's the Eshet Achiv. I mean, she's Grusha Achiv. And therefore she cannot marry, however, outside of the Yavam, because maybe the get wasn't a get. So what we do is we make sure that he gives chalitza. So choletze v'lo mityamemet. Now how about if he says zekitech, mehayom, imat, this is perfectly kosher tonight. And then he says, if I die from this illness, mecholize. And then he gets up, v'yamat, apparently he's no longer sick. I'm going to clarify this in the Gemara. V'yalach bashuk, and he's walking around outdoors, seems perfectly healthy. Possibly. V'chala, and then he gets sick again. Umet. So omdimoto, then we have to see whether actually the illness which causes his death was that same illness now, and he hadn't been completely cured. So omdimoto. Imach mat choli arishon leid areze get. V'imlav eno get. So it could be his baby's cancer went into remission, but ultimately he died from that illness. So then it would be a kiyum of the tanai, and it would be a kosher get. But if it was something entirely different, if he had a heart attack or something, and it was unrelated to his original cancer, again, perhaps, we're going to see that things are more complex than they seem here when we get to the Gemara. So then it wouldn't be a get. All right, says the Gemara, now looking right at the Mishnah. I mean, what the Mishnah is saying is that the word imati, without the word hayom, imati is the equivalent of saying, if I die, it should be a get, meaning after I die, it should be a get. Because you're saying it's vaday, not a get. That's what you're saying in the Rish. And then you turn around and you say, mehayom imati does not mean when I die. It means if I die. Well, make up your mind. I mean, so that if in the Rish it meant if I die, so then why would I think that it means when I die? So how can it mean both of these things? Mehayom imati or meyachshav imati, that is a good get. Alma imati, so then obviously the words if I die do not mean when I die. So lafke lachavita adami. Omar Abaye, that's because the language, if I die, is very contextual. So the word imati itself could be used in two ways. Shtelu shenot mashma. It could be mashma in context of me'achshav, that it's a t'nai in me'achshav, but without the context of me'achshav, it's mashma g'lach armita. So therefore, if he says to me'ayon, So then it's as if he's saying, Me'akshav, if I end up dying, get you bichal now. So then it's Me'akshav done. But if he just says imati, then what he means is, okay, this get should go into effect if I die. That's when it should go into effect. I mean, it's very, very simple to see the language that way. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying such a contextually dependent word has to be seen as to whether it's being used as a t'nai or whether it's being used as a actual zman. The next piece we had in Mishnah is Zegitech Imati, Lo Amaklum. Says Rav Huna, well, let's not get carried away. I mean, you would still need Chalitza, not Yibum. What? V'lo Amaklum Katani. The Mishnah says it's zero. Doesn't mean anything. You didn't give a get. So what are you telling me that you can't get Yibum, you can only get Chalitza? If it's not a get, it's not a get. Why can't you get Yibum? No. Means Lo Amaklum Da'asir Li'alma. He wasn't Matir the Eshet Ish in any way. But, I mean, he still asserted it to the Yavam. Li'avam Nami Asira. How could you think that that's what it means, Rav Huna? If the Seif of the Mishnah that has such a case of a Suffolk get says the word Choletza, right? To tell you that you can't get Yibum. So if the Reisha says Lo Amaklum, in the context of a Mishnah, when it wants to say a Suffolk, it says Choletza V'lo Medyavemet, and you're telling me Lo Amaklum means Choletza V'lo Medyavemet, I mean, that's outrageous. Yes, of course, the Mishnah means that. Masnisin is going a little bit of Rabbana. Rav Huna was saying that there is another approach over here because he was going to Rabbi Yossi. That's what he's saying. Rabbi Yossi Shita is that Zmano Shoshtar Mochiachalav. So that means that since there is a date in the Shtar, now it's true Rabbi Yossi said it in the context of a gifting Shtar. So over there, he said, look, if the shtar is dated, what's the point of the date if the date is irrelevant to the gift? Therefore, if it says the date in the shtar, obviously the man intends for the matana to be chal now, but he's making a condition that if he ends up not dying, then he didn't want to give the gift. That's all that it means. But what Rav Huna is saying is the same thing is true lagavi again. That since he says a date in the get, what's the meaning of the date in the get if what he's saying is I only want to get the bichal if I'm dead? So obviously he wants to get the bichal now. That's the point. So then the imati would be here tonight. Therefore, says Rav Huna, choletzit v'lo mityabemet. What do you mean, therefore, says Rav Huna, choletzit v'lo mityabemet? Then you don't need chalitza either. In other words, if aliba de Rav Yossi, zmanu sheshtar mochiachalav, so that means we have the equivalent, aliba de Rav Yossi without saying mihayom, as if he said mihayom. But the Mishnah says if he said mihayom, it's vaday aget, not a suffolk aget. So why, according to Rav Yossi, now all of a sudden it's a suffolk? Es the Gemara in Rav Yossi, chalitza nami loti boy. What do I need chalitza for? V'chiyitema, maybe you'll tell me, well, Rav Huna wasn't quite sure whether the paskin like Rav Yossi. So therefore he said, look, we need to be machmer like Rav Yossi, so we can't allow Yibum, but we'll have to also be machmer like the Rabbanan, and we'll require chalitza. Maybe that's what he means. V'chiyitema, misapkele l'Rav Huna yilchatak Rav Yossi. Iyen alachak Rav Yossi. Not true. Umi misapkele. Where do we see there's any kind of suffix at all? Well, Rabba Bar Avuah Cholash, we know there was a story where Rabba Bar Avuah became ill, and Rav Huna went together with Rav Nachman to be Mavakar Cholin. So, Ola Gabe Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. So now, Rav Huna tells Rav Nachman, look, and you're very close with him. So when you go in, you can bother him. Do me a favor, please ask Rabba Bar Avuah, Alokak Rav Yossi or Ein Alok? So Rav Nachman said, well, I can't ask a question like that. To me, Rav Yossi's off the wall. I have no idea what he's talking about. Why in the world, if a guy did not say a mehayom, why would I think that there's a tonight? So, I mean, how can I ask somebody whether a halach is like something that makes no sense? So time in Rav Yossi lo yadana. Halachi, boy, mine, how can I ask him a halach about something that's nonsense? Oh, my life, do me a favor. You're going in. We don't have time to argue. You go ask him. I promise you, I'll explain when you get out why it does make sense. At boimine halacha, the time of the Yossi anamin halacha. When you get out, I'll explain it. Okay, deal. Okay, so Rav goes in boimine. So he asks him. So Rabbi Bar Avuah says, "Amar leyokhi amar Rav halacha Rav Yossi." After he got out, so labatan anafak. So Rav is like, "I promise you, I'll explain. I'm going to explain it." I know time of the Rav Yossi. The kasav zmano sheshtar mukhiach alav. So now we understand the interrelate. But meanwhile, we see that Rav Huna got a very clear cut psak. The name of Rav Alok Rav Yossi. So what does he have to be misupik about? We know that he got the psak himself. Therefore, the explanation of why Rav Huna would have said that we're saying Aliba to Rav Yossi and we still hold it's only a suffix yet cannot be that he's misupik Aliba to Rav Yossi. He knows Alok Rav Yossi. So what is the reason? I'll tell you the reason. Sapkale, he is misupak. whether when Rabbi Yossi says manash shtar mochiach alav, now look, I understand when the shtar includes the condition. So he writes in the shtar, say he writes a gift, and he writes in the shtar imad. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi is saying, look, since the shtar is dated, the words imati in the dated shtar could only mean one thing, that it's a condition. I understand if you say it bal peh, you don't say me'ayom, sounds like you're trying to give something after you're already dead. When it belongs to the Yorshim, you can't do that. But if you wrote it in a shtar, why do you think the shtar has a date if it wasn't meant to be chal? Now that makes perfectly good sense. But that's because the condition is in the shtar that has the date. Okay? In this case, the get's a normal get. Doesn't say anything about a condition. It happens to be that it's dated. Like every get is dated. So now the question is, do we say the date in the get implies a libra Rabbi Yossi, that the get is chal from today? And when he said, and didn't say me'ayom, when he said imati, he was relying on what it says in the get to make it me'ayom. Or maybe he was changing his mind. Or maybe b'chalal, what's written in a shtar, doesn't really affect things that you say afterwards, because who says that are meant to be in context of the shtar? It's actually a subtle machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos. Because Tosfos says over here that the question is whether he's mevatel his dibur. So in other words, the dibur rather is mevatel the shtar. So even though it says in the shtar clearly a date, but it doesn't say in the shtar mehayom. According to Rashi, even if it would have said mehayom, it wouldn't have made any difference. Because if we're worried about a charata of what he had written in the shtar, then clearly he's saying, well, whatever it says here, I want to make it very clear, I don't intend to give this unless. So then it may very well mean that he's changing his mind about mehayom. So there is a subtle difference. According to Tosfos, had he written in the get the words mehayom, and not just relied on the fact that it's dated, then we wouldn't have had the suffix. Whereas according to Rashi Mashmut is, we would have had the suffix anyway. Because Bechlar, we wonder whether what's written in a shtar really defines what you're saying when you're giving the shtar, which may be now an additional way of which you want to control things. Okay.
Is the problem with the shtar, the get of the shtar is fine, and it seems it's missing something? Or is it still talking about the get itself?
No. It's the Nesina. It's intent of the Nesina to get. Yeah. So now, maybe that's what he's wondering about. E Omer of Yossi Ba'al Peh, Ilo Amar. So now, okay, he knows halachas like Rav Yossi, but maybe Rav Yossi never meant to include a case where there's a verbal definition of what he means at the time that he gets it. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be the explanation either, because we know that he does not have such a suffix. Umi misafkale, vatzman. Harei zegiteh, im lo bati mikan va'at shnei masar chodesh. So a man gets a get with a condition that the get should be chal if I don't return within the next 12 months. And he dies within the next 12 months. Nonetheless, we have a braita that says, well, our teachers said that no, she can get married. And we explained, man rabotenu, so Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, well, you know it's who the rabotenu were. It was the Beidina de Sharon Mishra. It was the famous Bezdin of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who was the grandson of Rebbe. So he was the son now of Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe. And he had a Bezdin that, because of the fact that they had been matir things. We'll get there. Right, we're going to get there. But first, let's identify who the Bezdin was. It was the famous Bezdin of Mechilim. Nah, they were the ones who were matir buying oil from Goyim. They didn't have any Hashash that you needed a hesh. Good. So now, that Bezdin was matir. How? Well, how could they be matir? Because, Savanak Rav Yossi, since they all the Rav Yossi Domer's Manush Ashtar Mochiach Alam, therefore, even though he says, Im lo bati mitan ak shnei masachodek, apparently, Manush Ashtar Mochiach Alam, Aliba the Rav Yossi, even in a case where there was a verbal giving over, irregardless of what is written in the stars. You see, according to Rav Yossi, it's as if he said, me'ayom. There you go. So what Rav Huna is going to argue now on the Bezdin that everybody was signifying, and that Shmuel is telling you that was the Tzach, Rav Huna, and he's going to argue about how they understood Rav Yossi. No, you know what? He agreed that Rav Yossi thought that, but he wasn't sure whether the Tzach of Rav to Rav Yossi was in both cases. In other words, even where there was an additional Baal Peh agreement as he gave it, or in that case, but even though Rav at Paskin, the Psak of Rav could have been where it was written in the Shtar. So he gives a gift in the Shtar. dates it, and he writes in it, if I die. Okay? Says the Gemara, even that doesn't make sense, because we mean misafkalin. Is Rav Huna misupik about whether we paskin like Rav Yossi? The Amar Rava, didn't Rava say, Areze kitech imat? This should be your get if I die. Or Sha'ani meit. Or Areze get kisha amut. Or la'achar mita. So now, in that case, things are yet. So now, explain to me what the case is over here. I mean, hechidon, ilay medarma l'mehayom. If he says over here, hareze gitav mehayom imat, I mean, that's the Mishnah, no? So it's, if he's holding like Rabbon, it's richa l'meimar. It says it in the Mishnah, mehayom imat, hareze get. Ve'el alav, dolo amar lav mehayom. So in other words, he's coming to say the opposite of the Mishnah. That Areze Gitech Imati, despite the fact he didn't say Mehayom, and the Mishnah says, that's not a get, but I'll leave it to Rav Yossi, it is a get. So the Elo Lav Do'amana Mehayom, and he's going according to Rav Yossi, Shema Mina, the Rav is paskining Alok HaLamaitza like Rav Yossi, even though it's a separate verbal understanding, because we're not talking about a Shtar Matona, we're talking about the get, case of the Mishnah, and there's no Chashash that's a suffix. So what's Rav Huna concerned that maybe Alok is not like Rav Yossi? The Rava Chitali, Rav Huna Misafka, stand because Rava thinks that's halacha. So Rav Huna is bound by Rava. Rava is sure that Rav Yossi we paskin like Rav Yossi, even in a case where we have a separate verbal agreement. Rav Huna wasn't sure whether we paskin like Rav Yossi. Therefore, he was saying, I'll leave it to Rav Yossi. We would have at least a suffix yet. It wouldn't be 100% not yet. And therefore, even though you can't give a yibum, you would still leave chalitza. That's all. Isn't that okay? Well, you know what? Maybe the whole deacon Rava was wrong. Maybe the Baitema. Maybe Rava was talking about the case in the Mishnah. But, I mean, not all of the cases that Rava was talking about are in the Mishnah, are they? Vahane Mishnah Yitztrichale. Sha'ani meit is ki'im mati dami. If he says the word sha'ani meit, hayom sha'ani meit, that's the same thing as saying, if I die. Didn't say that in the Mishnah. You might easily have thought that that's the same thing as saying le'achar mita. And the other case, of kisha amud. Did it say that? So you wouldn't have known whether he says Hayom Kisha Amud. Therefore, he wants to tell you that you should know. If he says the Lashon of Kisha Amud, it means the same thing as saying Gilachar Mitad. I mean, and therefore, it's not. Now, Ikad Amatila Seifa. Others say that what Rav Huna had originally posited wasn't going on the case in the Reisha. It was going on the case of the Seifa, where the Seifa says, if you say the words Liachar Mitad, Zegitek Lachar Mitad, then Om Aklum, Om Rav Huna, Uladivir Rav Yossi, Choletzah. In that case where you said Beferish Liachar Mita, which is, even if you said Hayom Liachar Mita, so the din would be, according to the Rabbanan, what if you said Hayom would be a suffocate? That's the last case. Comes along, Rav Huna, to say, you should know, Aliba the Rav Yossi, who holds Manu Shashtar Mochi Yakala, it would be the same thing as for the Rabbanan in a case where you said Beferish Hayom Liachar Mita. So there we would be concerned, maybe he changed his mind. Right? So it comes along, Rav Huna to say, you should know that different Rav Yossi, you would still need Chalitza. Says, well, obviously. I mean, Pshita. In that case, in the safe, we're over there, if you said Hayom, Uliyah Kramita. So over there, what's the halacha according to Rabbanan? So, mean the safe of the Rabbanan Choletzet, then the Reisha, I mean, when it says the Reisha over here, it means the Seifa of the Reisha. The case where he said Uliyah Kramita. So the Reisha, which would be, I'll leave it to Rav Yossi, the equivalent of saying, Me'ayom Aliyachar Mita. So, Reisha, Naim, Rav Yossi, Choletzet. Look, Rav Yossi and the Rabbanan have one argument that we know of, and one argument only. And that is whether Zman HaShashtar Mufiyach Allah. Once I know that, according to the Rabbanan, saying, Beferish Hayom, Me'ayom Aliyachar Mita, leaves us with a suffix, in which we have to say, Choletzet Olamit Yavim. So then, by definition, according to Rav Yossi, since I have a Zman HaShashtar, it's the equivalent of Me'ayom Aliyachar Mita. I said, what's the Chiddush? I can figure that out myself. If this is the din according to Rabbanan, I have no reason to think that I'll leave it to Rav Yossi, it would be any different than the case of the Rabbanan where he said it to Farish. So I said, well, not necessarily. Because Ma'o de Tema, I might have thought that Rav Yossi, the Ha Karevi Sphirli, the Omer Megita Ma'al Yahavi, the Chalitzanami Loti Boy, I might have thought that, look, since Rav Yossi over here has been made, they say you can rely that something is a tznai because it's his man in the shtar. Maybe he also paskins like Rebbe. Rebbe is mekel in this case, and he holds that it's considered to be a kosher get completely. And you don't even need chalitza. So therefore, maybe he too would hold like Rebbe, that you don't even need chalitza, comes along with it to say, no. You should know that in this case, the mashman, the lo Rebbe, sovelak Rebbe Yossi, the lo Rebbe Yossi, sovelak Rebbe, that the two issues are completely unrelated. Rebbe says later on that if you say hayom la'achar mita, that it's definitely a tanai, and it's not a chashash that he changed his mind. And I'm going to prove to you that that is held, but nonetheless Rebbe himself would not agree with Rebbe Yosef Zman HaShtam HaKiyachalav. And even though Rebbe Yosef Zman HaShtam HaKiyachalav l'kula, that has nothing to do whether in a case where he said hayom, and then says li'achar mita, that it should be vada considered a tanai like Rebbe. The two issues are completely unrelated. I'm going to prove it to you. So, lo Rebbe Savalak Rebbe Yossi, lo Rebbe Yossi Savalak Rebbe Yossi. Okay? Let me prove to you first. Rebbe, lo Savalak Rebbe Yossi. You know why? Because when Rebbe says the Lashon, kazeh get, yes, like that, it's a get. Meaning, the case later on, where Rebbe paskens that hayom uleachar mita is definitely meant as a tnai, he doesn't say it's a get. He says kazeh get. Given that precise formulation, it's a get. Okay, why is he saying given that precise formulation? Because he wants you to know. No. If you said me'ayom, yes. But to rely on Zman HaShashtar, no. So he's goofa telling you in his pshat, I don't hold that Zman HaShashtar mochiach alav. I'm only saying this because you actually use the word me'ayom in the case of Le'achar Mitzah. And lo Rebbe Yossi Shavala Karebi, that's also... Because Rebbe Yossi does Shavalak Rebbe Diktoni, because in Rebbe Yossi's Maimer, it also says, Kazeh Get. Where Rebbe Yossi says, in a case where you made a Tanai, in, and not Li'achar Mita. So what is he referring to? Now, it's true. Rebbe Yossi, the point is that there is an equivalent case where Rebbe Yossi would have said it is a Get. And that's what's important for Rebbe Yossi to point out. What is that case where it's a Get of Matana? The reason that in that case Rebbe Yossi holds it is because the proper formulation of the contemporary idea of a living will, right? We have a tax concept, a tzedakah giving concept called a living will. So how does that work? The transfer of the property takes place in the person's lifetime. And therefore he is given the tax write-off on the transfer of the property. Property may be worth millions. But he retains the right to the production of the property, so rental income and so on. As long as I'm alive, I continue to get the rent. And he should pay taxes on the rental income. But Lemaisa, he got a fantastic tax write-off. Meanwhile, the charity, even though it doesn't have any money from it, it can't sell it, but the charity now owns this property, which is tremendous, and when the guy dies, they know, you know, it's theirs. Okay? So this is done very often. If a person writes a matana like that, that's the way we view it. There's no contradiction. You see, because I can explain the two pieces separately. I could say, me'ayom. Meaning, me'ayom, the property is transferred. Imati, uli'achamita was the case. Uli'achamita means, and after I die, then you also get the rights to the income from the property. Makes perfectly good sense. So when Rebbe Yossi is saying, but that's true there. It's not true if you would use language like that when it comes to something that can't be split. Like a get for a woman. So over there, I hold kazeh, I kisi kazeh get. But in achinami, I would never say that in a case like the case of Rebbe, where you say v'la'achar mita, then I certainly would not think such a thing. So the case is dafka, where you say imati. If you say le'achar mita, then I wouldn't say it. Because what's kazeh get coming to be mamayit? Why is he saying it? Not to hold like Rebbe. So apparently Rebbe Yossi is specifically telling them that in a case where a guy says, there the actual case that he says it is, where he says im lo bat, that case, im lo bat imikan, and so on. So since he didn't say im lo bati, kitvu v'tnu, and instead he says kitvu v'tnu, im lo bati, I understand that to be me'amshah. That's how what he says, kazeh get. Now, in that particular case, there's nothing that he could be mamayit. So we understand it to mean he must be coming to mamayit a case which legabe matana is good, but legabe getisha isn't good, which is ayom le'achar mita. So therefore, comes along Ravuna to be medayit, as you should know, that Rebbe Yossi himself would not have been maker and say like Rebbe that it's a get nonetheless. Only kazeh get, if he said it in the im lo bati kitvu v'tnu. But the other way, it's not a get. So kamash malan that Rebbe Yossi doesn't hold of Rebbe. What are these cases? Rebbe Mahi, the Tanya. Miayom v'lachar mita get ve'ino get divrei chachamim. Rebbe omer kaze get. Rebbe Yossi Mahi, the Tanya. Kitvu v'tzu get li'ishti. Im lo bati mikan v'ad yud bet chodesh. Katvu v'toch bet chodesh. V'natnu le'achri yud bet chodesh. Eino get. In that case, Rebbe Yossi omer kaze get. Because he should have said, if he meant it to be chalei afterwards, im lo bati kitvu. Since it says kitvu, first, it's new. In lo bati, so then it's clearly a tanai. What isn't a tanai? Rebbe's case. Next case we have in the Mishnah. Zegitef mi ayom. Imati mi cholizem. Yamad valach bashuk. So he's walking around, and he's ayom bashuk. So then it says we need an umdana. We have to see whether he died from the original choli, or he's got a new problem. Om Ravuna, we had a study earlier, which Ravuna says when it comes to a Shriv Meiran, that Gito kematanato. That just like by a matnat Shriv Meiran, even though he doesn't write in the Shtar, I'm only doing this because I fear that I'm going to die. Nonetheless, it's an umdana, that im amad choser, if Lamaisi ends up getting well. So then by definition, it's as if he wrote, I'm only giving this gift because I believe I'm going to die from this illness. But by the get, you might think it's different, says Rav Huna, it's the same thing. Avgito imamat choser. Look, even though he didn't say the Farish imati, it's as if he wrote imati. Umagito afagav delo porish. Kivin the omar ketovu afagav delo omar. Furthermore, the other way around is also true. Remember that Rabbi Shimon Shazuri in the Mishnah earlier expanded the cases of Ayotse Bishayara or Ayotse Bikolar to include even a case where a man was very ill. And he didn't say the words "nu." He just said "ktovu." That was the equivalent of saying "nu" because he was not thinking clearly because of his illness. But he definitely wants us to give the get. So there, that's a din in get, says Rav Huna. But it's also a din in a matana. So just like by a get, even though you didn't say "nu," it's the equivalent of saying "nu." Af matanato. If you say "nu," it's the equivalent of saying "nu." So af agav delo konumine. Even though you didn't actually do a kinyan, it's the equivalent of doing a kinyan, because basically we're saying he is 100% behind the statement. So normally, in order to give a matana, you would need to do some kind of physical act to effectuate it. No, in this case, you don't have to, because he's 100% behind his statement. Okay? Now, aliva ravuna. So now we're saying that the two are completely the same. In the case of the Mishnah, where it says, it's not, zegitech me'ayon, imati micholiza, v'amad v'alach b'shuk v'chala umet. Omdim oto imach matchol yerishon meter is a get, v'imlav eino get. Now the problem is, you said that a shchiv mira, if he's amad, he's choser. That doesn't mean if he gets better. It means if he gets better, that he's amad. In other words, if he now he goes into remission, and now for 6 months he's walking around looking absolutely fine. And then, after 6 months, he ends up in a week, all of a sudden, getting terribly ill, and he dies. So we're not going to say that over there, the original matana is foul, I expect. But he died from this cancer, but that wasn't the point. He didn't say, he meant him amad, at that moment that he's amad, to get his bottle. You can't say to get his bottle, and now it gets re-gitted. Right? And yet our mission is saying that even if the guy was amad, that it would be perfectly okay. And the get would still be kosher if we can analyze that this was the same cancer from which he had gone into remission. So here it's saying beferish, not like what you said. Clearly, gito and matanato are not equivalents. So here, according to you, that the moment that he gets better, and he is imed from the chayli, that he can have harata, so then what's the point of the umdana? Lama li umdana? I mean, the fact is, amad. That's what it's saying. Im amad. What are we doing an umdana for? Hare Amad, it's too late to do any undanas, right? I mean, therefore, the get is bottle automatically, with or without a tanai. And how can he now go back and be Machayev a get, where there's no, to use the get when there's no get? Says the Gemara, Omar, Marv Reder of Yosef, Mishreder Rava. It doesn't mean that he got better. What happened over here is that he appears to have gotten better from one thing, but he's still desperately ill. So, in other words, originally, he was dying from cancer. He seems to have partially recovered, but now his kidneys are failed. So Lamaisa, he's in bad shape. So it was nitak micholi lecholi. So therefore, the question is, we now need to say, since Lamaisa, he said micholi zed, and he ends up micholi acher, or appears he's got another illness, We need to discover whether Lamaisa, his death was caused by his original illness, or his death was caused by his new illness. But as Enoch Inami, if he would have been Ahmad, you're right, it would have been like Shechid Mira, that it's both a Mi'ela. Says, but the Mishnah says Ahmad. Well, Ahmad Katani, how do you say the Mishnah mean? No, it means Ahmad Micholi Zev, and Afam Micholi Afer. Doesn't mean he ever got up. It means he was recovered, but of course he was desperately ill from something else. The Mishnah says Halak Bashuk. How can you understand? Oh, if it hadn't said those words, you might have been able to slip it in. I mean,
there.
Oh, that's what my answer is. Then Halak Bashuk indeed means Halak HaMishanto. It means that he's in a wheelchair. In other words, he's walking on crutches. So he's getting, there's some signs of recovery. So therefore, we need to discover Halak HaMishanto. And what's he coming to tell me? That's the whole point of the mission. That it's only because it was Halakha Mishanto that we need an Undana. If he hadn't been Halakha Mishanto, then you wouldn't even have needed an Undana. So in Idak, the other case, even an Undana Nami Loba Inan, there would be no need for an Undana. Because even though we say that the proximate cause of death was kidney failure, we're taking for granted that the reason that he was killed by this kidney failure, or that he got the kidney failure, was because of the involvement of the cancer in the first place. Doesn't we need to sit there and figure out the mechanics of it? It's not a coincidence that the guy is dying from kidney failure after having been sick for 5 years with a terminal cancer. So Mamela, we wouldn't even have needed an umdana. That's the finish of the Mishnah. Since, why do we say this weird case where he was Amad Allah to tell me this finish? But if he was that much recovered, he was never Ahmad, because if it was Ahmad, there'd be another problem. If it was completely Ahmad, so then it would have been batal, because every Shriv Mirat Tanai is automatically an Undan that it's batal Ahmad. But since, in this case, he wasn't quite Ahmad, but on the other hand, he shows definite signs of recovery from the first stage of the illness, so in this case, you need to know, maybe really we don't have a right to assume that the cancer was involved in his death, which suddenly came about through a crisis of kidney failure. So that you have to indeed look into. But without that, we wouldn't have even needed an Undana. So you're saying, in other words, Shmamina, what I'm hearing from you is that a Shchiv Mira that was Nitak Bicholi Lachol, it's still Matanato Matana. You're saying, I'll leave it with you now. The din of a Shchiv Mira is the same as this din over here in Gittin, okay? And the din by a Shchiv Mira is if he's Amar. Now, I think to myself, if a Shchiv Mira thinks he's going to die, and he gives him a Matana based on the fact that he's dying, but he didn't think he was going to get a heart attack and die. He thought he was going to die because he has cancer. Now, Lamaisa, he suddenly gets a heart attack and dies. So I might have thought that maybe even by a Shchiv Mira, I would have said, no, I mean, that wasn't what the deal was. The deal was he was going to have a happy cancerous death. Right? Instead, he ends up dying from something else. But you seem to be saying that the point is, he's taking into consideration, look, if I die, whatever the case would be, I mean, whatever it is that's the proximate cause of death, as long as I never get well, then I want this matana to be chal.
Is it by car? That's a completely different
thing. That may well be. Talking about choli lecholi, where he himself would see it. Yeah, the breakdown. So, but is that what you're saying? That matana to matana? Yes, that is what I'm saying. You're right. You're right that that's a fiddish. But the fact is, the Domer of Elazar, which made a Rav, I have a right to say this. We have a psak from Rav that says exactly like that. That a shchiv mirashin itek bicholi lecholi. That indeed matana to matana. So therefore, we end up now with a fascinating pirush in the Mishnah. It works out perfectly well. I'll leave it to Ravuna. So that the Mishnah ends up telling me, Amad Bahalacha Mishanto, is what it means, requires Umdana, and now that's the Chiddush. But not what we thought, that there would be a question of an Umdana if it was Amad Lagamri. And that all we need to discover is whether he ultimately dies before he's there. Because since we're talking about a Shchiv Mira, the Amida itself would have been about to begin. Anyway, this is Ravuna's approach. Now, Rava, the Rava disagree, fundamentally. And Los Virla of Ravuna, they say, look, you may be right that's the halacha, technically speaking, and that he cannot have charata and didn't say imat. Right? That's what Ravuna is saying. That even though he didn't say imati, imamat eno choser. However, it's not going to be carried out in halacha. Such a get cannot be viewed as batal. And I'll tell you why. Because if every time the guy gets better, without a condition, the get ends up being no get, and it only ends up being a get when he does die, tell me what your conclusion is. You as an onlooker. It was a get because it was meant to be given only if he died. Well, so that means that the get is given after he dies. I mean, it's weird. I mean, every time the guy gets better, there's no get. Apparently, the get was only going to be found when he died. That's what I would think. But then that means that people would conclude that yesh get le'achar mita, which is disastrous. On the contrary, but they don't know the svara over here that it's as if he wrote it's nine. No, he didn't say it's nine. So on. They will take it to mean kipshuta that a guy gave a get like that. He means after he died, it should be a get. And therefore, gzera shema yomru yesh get le'achar mita. So the get, therefore, is a kosher get, even though he ends up being anyway, not like Ravuna says. When it comes to matana, fine. But when it comes to get, we can't allow that. So Sigma, what are you telling me? That means your raisa, it's not a get, but the Rabbanan say it is a get. So in other words, she can go get married to somebody else. This thing, the Rabbanan are going to be maternatious ish because they don't want people to get confused between yesh get and yachar mitas. Don't you think that's a little bit weird? Meek immediately did your eyes, aloha vigita, and because of Xera. So we're going to be monitoring Eshikish Le'alma? So the Gemara, yes, exactly. We know the mechanism for that. Because called the Mekadesh, adai to Rabbanu Mekadesh. Vavki'in Rabbanu Le'kidushim in the Rabbanan in this case, we're mafkiya the Kedushim from him. And therefore, it's as if she was never married in the first place. So the Kedushim are annulled. That's the point. I mean, I assume that the way that that works is because of Efker, Bez, and Efker. So, but since Bez can define the giving over of the money that initially created the Kedushin, they could have been mafkia and his rishus from the ring that he used when he said, Areat Mekadeshet Li B'tabadzo. Say, well, that's not your ring, baby. So how can you be, because after Bez and Efka, how can you be Mekadesh with that ring? Yeah. So I guess that's how it works, but I mean, that would only work for being Mekadesh B'Kesef, right? I mean, if a guy is being Mekadesh B'Via, what are they going to do? They're going to say, we're mafkia or via? I mean, either he did sleep with it or he didn't sleep with it, Michael or Mema. On my life, look, the guy was Mekadesh Bibia with the understanding of Ariad Mekadesh Bibiazo, Kedat Moshev Yisrael. I mean, people sleep with each other all the time. It doesn't mean they have Kedushin. What makes a Kedushin is the intent of a Kedushin in the context of the law. Since now the Rabbanan do not approve of this Bia in the context of Kedushin, so they say, well, you know, so you slept with her. I hope you enjoyed yourself. But don't say that she's your wife. So therefore, Shavu Rabban Abilato, Miladzinot. So they say there was no contextual condition in this situation. So now it turns out we have not a machlokas in principle. In other words, the truth is Rava and Rava agree with Ravuna that in principle we would have said that the get is really kimatanato. Right? Certainly not changing the umdana, that he did not mean to do what he said he was going to do as a shlimira. If he would have known, he would have gotten better. He got better, it should be bought. However, in practice, because of the takana, that we're afraid people will say, yesh get la'achar mita, we would never carry out the psak of Ravuna, and therefore we end up with a very important machlokas in terms of the practical halakha, not in terms of any deeper understanding of the nature of umda. Zegitech imati, zegitech micholi zeh. Zegitech la'achar mita. In all of these cases, lo amaklum. But me'ayom imati, me'ashad imati. Then I raise again. How about me'ayomuli achar mita? So there, I'm not sure whether it was a charata. So there, get may no get. Ve'imet koletzet v'lo mit yabemet. Zegitech me'ayom imati mi'choli zeh. Ve'amad malach b'shuk. And then once again he was chol of a maid. Omdimato imach mat choli harishon maid. Harez again. Ve'imav eno get. Okay, so in other words, alma imati is kiliachar mitadami. Then you say, me'ayom imati, it means, or me'achshav imati, means it's a tznai if I die. Alma imati, lav kalachar mitadami, make up your mind, Am Rabbi. Imati is contextual, it's shtevah shalot mashu. It's mashu me'achshav, or mashu kalachar mitam. So if omala me'ayom, so then obviously we view it as a tznai, so it's ked omala me'achshav dami. So over there, it's saying, if I die. So it's conditional. Lo amala me'ayom. Then he's saying, if I die, meaning when I die. Kvan yom ha'yachar mitadam. Zegitech imati lo amar klum. Om Ravuna, nonetheless choletzet. What do you mean choletzet? Lo amar klum katani. That means lo amar klum. The asir li'alma, but still, she's going to be asir li'ovam mitzad the suffix. For I'm going to say, in such a case, that choletzet, mechlad ha'resha, means lo amar klum and yivuminami miyama. That's true, but that madisin is krabona. What Ravuna was saying was krabiosi. The amar zmanos yishtar mochiachala. So then if that's the case of Rabbi Yossi, so then what do you need chalitza for? It's a kosher get. Chalitza not a loti boy. V'chiyitem imisafkele v'rvuna ihil katak Rabbi Yossi, enil katak Rabbi Yossi, umi misafkele. V'rabba barvua cholash, and all l'gabei Ravuna and Rav Nachman, and Ravuna says to Rav Nachman, v'yimine v'rabba barvua alok Rabbi Yossi and aloka. Oh, Malay, look, I can't ask him something that makes no sense. I mean, time Rabbi Yossi lo yadana. Aloki v'yimine. Oh, Malay, you just do it, okay, and I'll explain it to you. I'm going in, I look at the time of Rabbi Yossi, I'm not mean, I'll come when you get out. So, boy, I mean, eh? So he told him, okay, I'm around, I'll look at Rabbi Yossi. So, the bot of the Nafak, Ravuna explained to him, I'm the time of Rabbi Yossi, because some is manager star mochiachalab. So clearly, Ravuna knew that look is like Rabbi Yossi. Okay. So, what was the reason that he said it's a suffragette? Elamisavka, whether Rabbi Yossi held Zmanager star mochiachalab, even where it was given over Valper with further instructions, Ola? No. Mimes Afkele. Vatzdan arezi kitekim obati mikan vat shnema sakhodesh. Umeit betok shnema sakhodesh inoget. Vitani Allah rabotenu itinu alina said. And we explained Aminaman rabotenu rabbiyonam shmuel, it's rabbiyonam chasida, which is the beidin of the Sharum Mishnah. What was their logic? Savak rabbiyosi. Rabbi Yossi holds the manager star mochiachala. So according to them, it's definitely a get. So what are you telling me? That there was supik whether Rabbi Yossi said even in a case where there was a verbal understanding? Ela masafkele. I alok Rabbi Yossi balpe. Oh, I alok Rabbi Yossi. No, even that doesn't work. Mi masafkele v'omar roba. Arezek yitek imat or arezek yitek shani meit. So then arezek yitek. If it says a rezik itech ishamud or a rezik itech lachemita, then ain't zeket seichidami. He may medamer lami ayom, and he's going a little bit rabbona, and I certainly don't need rabba to teach me a beferish a mishnah. Tzrichel ameima, what's done in the mishnah ayom imati a reziket. Ve'elalav that he did say me ayom, and I mean, rather that he didn't say me ayom, and he's going a little bit the Rabbi Yossi. So shmami na lofik Rabbi Yossi. Even where it was written in the Shtar, and there was a future verbal agreement at the time of the Nesina. No good. That's his suffix. That's why he says, well, that's a limit, well, you know what? Maybe even Rava we misunderstood. Maybe actually by Temele Yolam de Omar Lami Ayom. And he's not going like Rabbi Yossi. He's talking about the case of the Mishnah, Limit Rabbanah. So you're saying, what do I need him to tell me the Mishnah? We don't need him to tell you the Mishnah. We need him to add the Lashon Hador word in the Mishnah. V'hani lishnit strifele. She'ani meit. That has the same din as ki'imati dami. Ki she'amud has the same din as ki'la'achar mita dami. That wasn't said in the Mishnah. V'ikid amati la'sefer. Some have the whole Lashon of Ravuna referring to the latter part of the Resha of the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Resha. Zegitech li'achar mita lo amar krum. In that case, says Ravuna Bar, if Rabbi Yossi Choletz, no, I mean, that was obvious, Pshita. Since, according to the Rabbanan, in the very safe of the Mishnah, where he said, Mi hayom ule achar mita, that's considered to be a get misafek choletz, eh? So the Resha, meaning the safe of the Resha, Alibid Rabbi Yossi, since Yod Zmano Shoshtar Mochiachalab, is precisely the same case, according to the Rabbanan, where he did say, Mi hayom. So the Resha Nami, so Seifa, According to Rabbi Yossi would be Choletze. Yeah, now the tema that Rabbi Yossi is Mekel in this case too for another reason, because he's like Rabbi. Do you want me to get to Choletze and Ami Loti Boy? And we have no suffix bichlal about whether the guy maybe had karata. Kamash Malan, the low Rabbi sabla like Rabbi Yossi, the low Rabbi Yossi sabla like a Rabbi. Okay, Rabbi low sabla like Rabbi Yossi. I can prove to you. Diktani kazeget. Kazeget, but not the get that was written in the Shtar, was Manash Shtar Mukhiyakala. Rabbi Yossi lo Savala Karebi, he also writes kazeget. Where is that? That's Lamute Rabbi. Where is that? Rabbi Mai. Diktani, mi ayom le achamita get ve no get. Dibrechachamim. Rabbi Omer kazeget, but only kazeget, not where is Manash Shtar Mukhiyakala. What's the case of Rabbi Yossi? That's not. Kitvu tnu get li ishtim lo bati mikan va 12 chodesh, kitvu betok 12 chodesh nu li achi bet chodesh inu get. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Omer, kizeh get because of the reversal of the language. So what's he coming to be mamayin? The only case that's left is the case of Rebbe that we had earlier. Zekitech me'ayom imati mi'choli zeh. And then Omar v'holach b'shuk. Then you need a noon. Omar v'ne gito k'matanat. Ma matanat v'imamat chozer, av gito imamat chozer. And the inverse is also true. Ma gito afagav delo porish. But kiman d'yomak tovu, afagav delo omar tnu, so too matanato, kiman d'yomak tnu, afagav delo konumine, it's as if it was konumine. Now, the Mishnah, however, does not seem to agree with this, because it's not. Zegitech me'ayom imati mi'cholezeh. The Ahmad, whoops. Now, according to Ahmad, of course, Ahmad means you were about to get it that moment, automatically. But here the Mishnah says, if it was Ahmad v'alach b'shuk, then he gets sick again, umeid. So, omdim ato imak what kol yarishon meid. So then I raise it yet. V'im la v'ino get. But according to Ruvuna, i'amrit. Im Ahmad Choser, what's there to make an umdema about? He was already omed. Now, when it says Ahmad, doesn't mean Ahmad. Omer Mar, Reder of Yazir, Shmeder Rava. It means he was Ahmad, that he was Nitek, Bicholi Lecholi. He's desperately ill, never got better. What do you mean? But it says Ahmad. That means Ahmad, Bicholi Zev, and not Lecholi Acher. But it says Halach B'Shokatani. That means he shuffled around on his crutches. And that's good for the tradition of Mishnah. Why do we need an umdana? Because he had already gotten so much better that he was all like a mishanto. So who would have been an umdana? But in a case where he was simply Ahmad b'choli zeh l'choli acher and was never Ahmad al-mishanto, he wouldn't even have needed an umdana. Umdana ami lo be'ina. So you're telling me another shmamina shkipin ha-shadik b'choli l'choli that in the case of matana would be a matana? Oh yes, absolutely. The Omer of Allah is Bishmei the Rahab. Shkik Miraj, Nitek Becholi Lecholi, Matanato Matana. Now, Rava Varava disagree with the Psak of Ravuna. Los Firla other Ravuna. They say, even though in principle you're right, and the get should be bottled, but it's not bottled. Because if we would allow it to be bottled, people will come to the conclusion, Zera Shemer Yomer Yesh Get Leachron Nitan. Therefore, every time he gets well, even though he make it tonight, they never gave the get, because they were only going to get the get after he died. And every time he dies, the get is good, because they gave it after he died. Which is a horrible conclusion. Says the Gemara, Midi Kamini, Midi Rai, Tala, Vigitim, Shum, Zera, Sharina, Ne, Shatish, Li, Alma, In. Kol, the Mekadish, Atai, to Rabbana, Mekadish. Afkini, Rabbana, Lekid, Dershim, Ine. Omel, Ravina, Ravash, Tenech, Mekadish, Bekaspa, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, Kodish, Bebiya, Maikala, Mema, Omar, Le, Shavu, Rabbana, Bilato, Bilat, Smoot.